Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Joey, and he's going to show us how to use PowerShell Core with Azure. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Donovan.
All right, so what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm a PM for PowerShell Core, which is our new open source cross-platform edition of PowerShell built on top of .NET Core. And I also work on Win32 port of OpenSSH.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been telling everybody, I love .NET Core because I can now type DIR on a Mac and something happens. And then when I switch back and forth between my Mac and my PC, because it's funny, I type DIR on a Mac more often and I type LS on a PC. It's like my brain just doesn't have them mapped correctly. But it's awesome that PowerShell protects me no matter what I want to do there, which is freaking perfect. So show me, how does PowerShell Core help me when it comes to using Azure?
So we've actually added PowerShell Core here into the Azure Cloud Shell. So
awesome.
For those unfamiliar, we have a terminal here in the Azure portal that allows you to use PowerShell without having to install anything on your computer.
Okay.
Traditionally, this is the Windows PowerShell edition of PowerShell, which is the one that's been in Windows for a long time, built on top of .NET Framework. You'll see the PS edition here as desktop.
Okay.
If I want to launch the new PowerShell Core, I'm going to go ahead and type PWSH, which is the new executable name for PowerShell Core.
Okay.
And you'll see I'm now running inside of 6.0, which is the core-based edition. You'll see we've also got an operating system and platform property here as well now to differentiate for those new platforms.
Perfect. And the reason that I'd want to do this, even though I'm inside the shell, is so that I'm using the exact same version of PowerShell that I have access to on my Mac, Linux, and PC.
Exactly.
Perfect. Great. So what you were trying to show us is a cool way that we can use SSH now with PowerShell to be able to talk to both Linux and Windows machines, correct?
Yep. Yep. Right. So we've also added this Win32 port of OpenSSH to the Cloud Shell. So,
okay.
So we've got a Windows-based SSH client now. So now I'm just going to store my Linux IP and my Windows IP inside these variables.
And this is one of the things I think that makes PowerShell cool. It's not just text. I can actually store things and then recall them as part of my commands going forward.
Yep, you get the best of both worlds here, the programming language and an interactive scripting experience.
So, awesome.
I'm gonna do what Linux users are traditionally used to doing, which is remoting into a Linux machine. This is gonna prompt me for a password. I also support key-based authentication for those that love your public-private key pairs, and you'll see that I'm here on a Linux machine, Ubuntu 16.10.
Got it.
But again, I'm getting text back, right,
as
a response here at the console.
Okay.
So what we've done with PowerShell is I actually have PowerShell installed on this Linux machine.
Okay.
And so what I've done is add a line to my SSH config here that tells SSH to register PowerShell as what's called an SSH subsystem.
Okay, right? So hold on. So I'm a Windows guy, so you just said a whole bunch of words that don't make a lot of sense to me. So let's kind of unwind this a little bit so that I can understand. So the file that you're showing me right now is actually on the Linux machine.
Yes. So we've remoted into a Linux, an Ubuntu VM.
Yep.
And we've popped open a text editor here to look at our OpenSSH config on that machine.
So that OpenSSH config gets executed every time I SSH into that machine.
Yes.
And what we're telling it to do is that please run a command that actually runs PowerShell so that when I SSH into you, PowerShell becomes available to me.
If I SSH to you in a certain way,
okay,
I want you to extend yourself to support this additional protocol.
Got it. Did we do that this time? Did we SSH into it with the way to make it do this?
No, we just did the text-based remoting
in
the traditional way. But we've configured this server additionally to accept a PowerShell remoting entry through the SSH pipeline.
Got it. And that's what you're about to show us now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just showing us the configuration. All right,
yes,
perfect. So I'm caught up now.
Cool.
All right, great. So let's keep going.
So here we've got this line. So we've already set this up here. So if I back out now, I'm back in the Azure Cloud Shell PowerShell Core.
Yes.
Right? So we've
we're
still
back
in
home.
Core. And we've still got these two Windows IP and Linux IP.
Right.
So I've actually configured the Windows machine in the same way.
Okay.
I've installed OpenSSH on it, and I've configured the SSHD config to do the same thing. So I'm going to use the same PS session commandlets that I'm used to using for WinRM-based PowerShell remoting.
But this is now going to work over SSH instead.
Yep, and I'm going to use the new SSH parameter set here, which is hostname instead of computer name.
Okay.
And I can pass in these IP addresses to actually instantiate sessions.
Okay.
So it's going to ask me for my password. Again, this is going to work with key-based auth just the same.
Okay.
and I can create another one for my Windows machine.
Okay. And now that I have the two sessions, I'm going to be able to communicate to both machines simultaneously?
Yes. So I actually can invoke a command against an array of these sessions. As you'll see, I've got these two right here.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and put these both in a variable called $s.
Okay.
Which allows me to run invoke command against a set of these sessions.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a script block. For now, I'm just going to say get process. It's a very simple script. And you'll actually see we get return output here with both Windows and Linux processes in a mixed bag coming back.
Yeah, because I can see the IP changing on the right-hand side as yeah. we went from one machine to the other.
So I'm going to go ahead and just put these, just so we can play with this a little more, okay. inside of a dollar processes.
Okay. So now I'm basically storing the output that I just got. And that's one of the things that makes PowerShell so powerful is the fact that these are objects. This isn't yep. text. I don't have, like you said, you don't have to be a guru with grep or regular expressions or any of that stuff. These are just objects that I can now dot properties off of and call functions on and
exactly.
store in variables and things like that.
I can, for instance, filter on them. I can say only give me processes where the name starts with an S, right? And so this is, we've got this name field, and we can see these right here, right? So we've got systemd sitting right here next to service host, right?
Very, which is
very
strange.
Cool stuff. I can also, I can say, sort by CPU. And you'll see here at the bottom, we've got, a service that's using a considerable amount of CPU.
For sure.
Similarly, I could sort by the PS computer name, which is actually going to group our processes here by the Linux ones and the Windows ones.
Awesome.
You've really got a lot more flexibility to just sort of play with these objects. As you said, you've got all these properties on them as well, right? We can do a format list, and you'll see each of these properties has just a
tons
a big old bag of properties.
Gotcha.
I
said, even though we're in the PowerShell, even though we were inside a Cloud Shell inside of Azure, I have the same flexibility and power even if I were on my Mac, Windows, or Linux machine because PowerShell Core is now cross-platform.
Yep.
Okay, so where can someone go to learn more about getting started with PowerShell Core, the different GitHub repos, or how are we sharing this information?
Yeah, so we've got a very active open source project. Again, we've pretty much open sourced all this stuff so far. So PowerShell's, all the code is just right out there for you to look at. We accept issues that you can file here. We do accept contributions as well. You'll see we've got a significant number of pull requests. Roughly half of these that came in were actually from our community.
Awesome.
For the PowerShell 6 release. So huge thanks to our community for all the hard work that they've done here. Also instructions on getting
how
started with this thing. We've got
Perfect.
all the different platforms that we support and how you could stand those up. Docker images as well. Similarly, we've got a blog out here that's just a really great FAQ on what's going on with PowerShell Core in the future, how we're sort of dealing with the backwards compatibility with Windows PowerShell
sure.
and that sort of thing. And then OpenSSH as well. If you want the latest SSH bits, you can hop onto the wiki here. We've got releases as well. We just put out a 1.0 beta.
Okay.
This is finding its way into Windows. So in the Fall Creators Update, we had these SSH bits, both client and server, as a beta in Windows. In future releases, we expect that beta tag to come off.
Sure.
And then for both of these, PowerShell Core and OpenSSH, we support down-level to Windows 7 and Server 2008 R2.
Oh, wow.
So if you don't need the inbox version, just hop on over to GitHub and you can deploy these bits onto any Windows system you got.
Fantastic. And then there's something in the gallery, too, that we wanted to show us as
well. Oh, yeah. So this is the Azure RM modules that are being ported over to .NET Core for PowerShell Core as well. So, so I know we were talking a little bit about the Azure CLI.
Yep.
People have a lot of options nowadays based on their preference for,
sure.
Different CLIs, different tools, but we really wanted to enable people who are familiar with PowerShell, who know and love PowerShell, and people who are interested in learning more about PowerShell, to be able to use these Azure PowerShell modules on non-Windows machines.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned
Cloud
that.
PowerShell on VS Code.
Yeah, because a lot of people are curious on why do we have two options? Why do we have PowerShell that runs for Azure. And then we have AZ that also runs for Azure. And like you said, it boils down to preference.
Right? Yeah.
I know and I love PowerShell, and I don't want to have to go learn something new. There's people who like a little more terse, I guess is the proper word, or very concise API or command line interface, which AZ gives them. And they're both cross-platform, so again, Microsoft is making sure no matter where you are, we're coming to you to make you productive, and we're even coming with you with multiple solutions so that you can even be comfortable on the platform that you're on as well.
And there's even some interesting interplay we've seen between PowerShell and the AZ CLI.
Awesome.
So when you get, very often you'll get a JSON object back from the AZ CLI, and you know, just hand that over to convert from JSON in PowerShell, and you suddenly have a rich PowerShell object to play with. So,
I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
you know, they're really, really, you know, it comes down to whatever tool is the best for getting your job done.
Well, I'm glad we give our customers as many options as they can possibly have.
We're
learning all about PowerShell Core here on Azure Friday.